open up. It's me, Charlotte. Jeez, what took you so long? Were you asleep or something? Your place is filthy. When was the last time you cleaned it? It stinks, too. I mean, look at all those dishes. And that trash bin by your computer is filled with tissues. I have a guess on what you were doing over there. The only thing that seems to be in order is your shelf full of weeaboo shit. All of those little naked anime toys and those weird Japanese comic books. I don't care what you call them. You call them manga, I call them comic books. And these weird Japanese games. Hyperdimension Neptunia, Persona 4. Don't guys your age play Call of Duty or crap like that? All right. I'll put your precious things down. You should be grateful I'm moving in with you for school. Mom and Dad has been worried about how you were doing since you moved out. By the looks of things, they had every right to. Mom and Dad already put my things in my room, right? I guess I'll unpack after I cook. What do you mean you have nothing in your fridge? What do you eat? Chinese every night? That's dangerously unhealthy. Do you only spend $1,000 a month Mom and Dad gives you on food and anime crap? Have you even tried looking for a job yet? Mom and Dad won't support you forever, you know? They can barely afford my tuition as is. You're being selfish at this point, big bro. I saved up money for my summer job. We can order out tonight and I'll go grocery shopping tomorrow. I'll start cleaning up a bit before I unpack. I can't stand to look at this eyesore for much longer. What the hell? Organized chaos? Bro, this is clearly a mess. You can't live like this. I get itchy just from standing here. Well, it wasn't my idea to live here in the first place. I wanted to dorm. Because our parents wanted me to help take care of your dumbass. Besides, it'll be infinitely cheaper for me to be here. It's not that I care about you. I'm just trying to help our parents. I mean, sure, if I convinced them hard enough, they would have let me dorm. Why are you being so nosy now? Just forget it. I'm done talking to you. I'm gonna clean. Why are you grabbing me? I have to move your anime crap so I can dust. You know what? You've always been like this. Whenever someone wants to help you and shit, you always flip out. I told you that you should be lucky Mom and Dad is making me live with you. You could never do anything for yourself. You're a fuck up. That's why you dropped out of college. You're broke, uneducated slob who had to mooch off their parents to make rent and buy your stupid anime crap. How dare you? What kind of older brother calls their little sister a slutty bitch? I'm not two-faced, and I'm definitely not a slut either. You know what? Fuck you. I'm heading to my room. I'll call Mom and Dad later and find some other arrangement. If you don't want me to stay here, I won't stay. Fucking asshole. My only brother just called me a slutty bitch to my face. Why do I care? You never called me that or anything like that ever. Huh? You're apologizing. Thank you. I accept your apology,
I guess.
Though, I won't lie, my feelings are still kind of hurt. I guess I should apologize for all the things I said too. It was very mean of me. I shouldn't have went that far. No, I think I said the worst. I mean, I called you a fuck up who can't do anything for himself. Where did you get slutty bitch from, though? I'll have you know that I'm a virgin. Yep, a proud virgin.
Because I'm saving it for someone special.
I hate this guy I have been in love with for a long time. I knew him for a couple years.
Well, he's very smart and funny. He's a bit taller than me. We have the same colored hair, and he has these beautiful, colorful eyes. And when he smiles, it lights up the room. He's just a really good guy. Believe it or not, he even has the same name as you.
Boy, I forgot how dense you can be.
I sort of have a confession. You've been there for me as long as I can remember. Whenever I got hurt, you were the first person on the scene to help me. You've taken the blame for me for things you never even did. And you've always stood up for me whenever I got bullied. Even after you got absorbed into these hobbies of yours, you still made a bit of time for me. Big brother, I'm, oh my god, this is so embarrassing. No, I want to tell you this. I'm in love with you, big brother. You've been in love with me too. Since we were kids? Well, that explains all the Japanese cartoon porn with the little sister characters and stuff.
You don't have to be embarrassed. You just made out with your sister after all.
I don't deserve your feelings though. I've been acting stuck up and bitchy at you for years. But I only did it because I was trying to hide my feelings. It's wrong for a brother and sister to be in love with each other. So I had to keep up appearances and junk. But I don't care that it's wrong anymore. I want to be with you. I love you so much. Can you ever forgive me for the way I acted towards you for the last few years? Big bro, I love you so much. Kiss me again. I want you to be my first, bro.
Lean back on the bed. Oh my, your cock is so big. Then again, the last time I saw it was when we bathed together when we were little. Mm.
it's so soft. What I saw from porn. Come inside my mouth. Yes, come inside my mouth, big bro. Weird. I don't hate it though. You wanna lick my pussy? I guess that's okay, but it's a bit embarrassing. I'm not against it. I'm just a bit embarrassed. I'll lean back on the bed. Huh? My panties are cute. Too long. Besides, I like these ones. The white is so simple, and the little pink hearts are adorable. My brother gave me an orgasm. Of course I liked it. I just never thought this would happen. I suppose you want to stick your cock inside me now, huh?
Yeah, I'm a bit nervous. But I want this. I want you. So, Big Brother, please stick your cock in my vaginal pussy. But please be gentle.
I love you so much, Big Brother. As of right now, you're not only my brother, you're my boyfriend. So I expect you to take me out this Saturday. I'll order us dinner, and I'll clean up the apartment tomorrow.